Now stay tuned for To Your Health on WPVC LP Charlottesville, the show where food is on the table and center stage. To Your Health is brought to you by Hamilton's at First and Main, celebrating 20 years of sustainable fine dining on the downtown mall. Now here's your host, MC Blair.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is MC Blair right here, and welcome to Your Health. It's wonderful, wonderful Saturday morning. We've got Jim Nelms from the he's a health coach, and we'll be talking to him. And also, we have Ellen Daniels. She's going to serve as a co-host this morning. Hi, Ellen.
Hey.
Hey, Jim.
How you doing?
Good. I guess those mics are about the right levels.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds right. Yeah, it does sound good. And we might even get a caller. You never know. So let's get started. Jim Nelms.
Yes, sir.
He's a caterer, an athlete, used to play lacrosse at a high level, and also an ex-mountain biker. He hasn't done that in a while. That's one of those things where you've got to keep going, right, on a regular basis to keep it up. But I've had you hidden here before, and at the time you didn't have your certifications. Now you do.
Yes,
and
sir.
That's really cool. But if you could start by just telling us about your 11 years in Honduras, sort of a snapshot of that. I know that's a lot of years, but
yeah. It was kind of by happenstance that my wife and I ended up there. Hurricane Mitch had hit in October of 1998 and devastated Central America. And before it made landfall, the eye of the storm went stationary for 3 days off this little island called Guanaja off the north coast of Honduras, and with sustained winds of 180 miles an hour and gusts of 220. So it was like an F5 tornado for 3 days. So anything that wasn't cement or concrete was just obliterated. And anyway, went down there in 99 and to rebuild houses and lives, and fell in love with the people and the place. And my wife and I ended up moving there in 2004, and we were only going to go for 2 years. And 11 years later,
oh my,
we got the call to come back to Charlottesville here to care for my then 88-year-old father who was struggling with Parkinson's and heart disease.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But but you got your certification in May.
Yeah, I actually, we were looking at, we knew we were going to be coming back to the States, and it's like, okay, what can I do after 11 years on a little island off the north coast of Honduras with 6,000 people? I just can't do the regular 9-to-5 job again. A caller?
Yeah. A little technical difficulty there.
Yeah. So anyway, I had had a little health challenge of my own.
Yeah.
For about 4 years, I was having trouble falling asleep at night. I was in chronic pain from an old shoulder injury, playing lacrosse and mountain biking, actually, a mountain bike accident race in a race, and then had dislocated my hip skiing years previous, and I was just couldn't get to sleep at night. I was having to take 800 milligrams ibuprofen to even sleep. And like after 4 years, I'm like, I can't keep this up. I'm going to just do a number on my kidneys. And so I started researching online and realized, maybe I can get myself well through diet. And so I ended up coming across the ancestral health way, paleo or primal. And so I totally eliminated grains and dairy and legumes or beans for 21 days. And within that 3 weeks time, I was almost completely pain free and lost 15 pounds. Huh. I wasn't even trying to lose the weight. I mean, I was just concerned about being able to fall asleep. And so I'm like, you know what? I think maybe health coaching is the way to go, because I had my own breakthrough. And so my wife and I got back to the States, and I, Actually, I'd started on the Primal Health Coach curriculum just before we left Honduras in the summer of 2015, and got back to the States. And at the time, Primal Health Coach didn't have any marketing or business materials, you know, to show us how to launch a health coaching business. And Institute for Integrative Nutrition did. And so I started it on the Institute for Integrative Nutrition training, which is a year-long program, and graduated from that in January of last year, 2017, and then finished up the Primal Health Coach and got my certification in May of last year. But what happened with Primal Health Coach is they ended up adding four more modules to the curriculum that actually address the marketing and the business aspect and, you know, showing you how to do your business.
Right.
So, yeah.
Oh, wow. So you're listening to Your Health right here at 94.7 WPVC, the voice of resistance right here in Charlottesville. I'm MC Blair. I'm here with Ellen Daniels as my co-host, and we are talking to Jim Nelms, a certified health coach.
Yeah, so I also partook in the Institute of Integrative Nutrition class. It was an amazing place to learn. I noticed that there was a big connection when I started eating all this amazing food. When I was living in Brooklyn, there's a great food co-op there. And then I was doing yoga, and I just felt completely different. And I started kind of being really interested in other people's wellness. And then I came across the coursework, and it felt like the place for me to learn about nutrition, but also to learn how to coach other people. So it's very gratifying. So have you been, I guess my question in a long way is, have you been coaching others, and how has that experience been for you?
Well, you know, life has a way of throwing your curveballs, and with caring for my dad, and my dad was diagnosed with Parkinson's, and he didn't have the kind that caused the tremors or the shakes a lot, but he had major problems walking without falling. You know, his gait, everything just kind of closed in on him. And he was also was diagnosed with heart disease. And so our main reason in moving back was to care for him. So that ended up taking up more time. You know, Mike and I worked together at Harvest Moon catering. And the reason I did the catering is because it was pretty good pay, but you got to also pick and choose your hours that you worked. And so my wife and I were having a tag team, making sure I always had somebody home to care for my dad. And so it kind of got put on the back burner because it just became more and more consuming taking care of him. And again, seeing him struggle with the Parkinson's and the heart disease, and seeing that a lot of this was due to inflammation, you know, from foods he was eating and, you know, poor lifestyle practices. Anyway, my dad ended up passing back in May of last year. And it was a blessing, really, because he was miserable, you know, and it was tough. And he wouldn't take my counsel for changing some of his eating habits and whatnot. So anyway, now I'm launching in.
Okay.
So,
oh, great.
Yeah.
So
next month.
So what are the first things that you talk to about people coming to you? And they could come to you, I guess, I know, actually, for a variety of reasons, right? It might not be Parkinson's or inflammation, or they may not know what's going on. What would be like a baseline sort of thing? Where do you start with people?
Well, it's, you know, both Joshua Rosenthal from INN and then Mark Sisson from Primal Health Coach, both recommend finding a niche, not kind of doing the shotgun approach and just taking whoever, whatever. And because of my being a pretty high level athlete, you know, lacrosse player, you know, the mountain biking, always been involved with fitness, but, you know, having reached that point in Honduras of, you know, after eating beans and tortillas and, you know, cheese, you know, for years.
All the good stuff, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it was awesome, but it wasn't making me feel awesome.
Right.
And, I realized that my niche is going to be working you know, with executives or former athletes, you know, guys that are used to having had performed at a higher level but are stuck, because I was stuck. And like I was telling Mike outside before we came in here, kind of the mantra is, you know, are you fit, fat, but frustrated? You know, because I was fit, but I was fat. And I'm like, man, what is going on? I'm working out 5-6 days a week, and I'm still way overweight. And come to find out that chronic exercise is a huge inflammation marker, too.
Yeah, I mean, one thing that I remember learning is about the yin and the yang, or yang, that people that are super, super active, type A personalities, they're going to be drawn to doing like the heavy weightlifting and running, marathon
CrossFit,
running.
CrossFit, yeah.
Yeah, stuff like that. But what they might really need is to go the other way, to bring it back, and do something like yoga.
Sure.
Or something. So,
absolutely.
What's your experience with that?
Well, one thing I really appreciated about INN's approach, and I think it's a term that Joshua had coined, was the primary foods, about looking at spirituality, relationships, career, and exercise. You know, at INN, we learned 100 different dietary theories. But again, as like I was sharing with Mike outside a few minutes ago, you know, you can have your diet dialed in, but, you know, if you're in a toxic relationship or you hate your job, you know, it's not going to bear out very well for you.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a great circle of life exercise that we did. I don't know if you did it.
Oh,
too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And what I loved about what I learned there was just what you said, that primary food, we don't think of our relationships as being nurturing or toxic necessarily when you think about overall health. But it's really important, as well as, you know, what your, if you love your job, you know, other relationships in your life. So it really gave you a holistic view. So not only food, but all these other things in your life, your spirituality,
absolutely,
for example. I mean, where do we find hope?
Right. Well, they say where there's life, there's hope, right? That's it. Bioindividuality. You were talking about that out here before, and the 30-day elimination diet. I think you'd mentioned it a little bit. What is that? What is that?
Well, again, that's another term that Joshua had coined, the bioindividuality, and again, that's why he had us learn 100 different dietary theories. Because what may work for me may not work for you. And again, it's being attuned to, you know, basically you got to become your own biohacker. You got to figure out what works with you and what doesn't, you know, because one approach is not going to necessarily work. And while ancestral, paleo, primal work for me, you don't want to become orthorexic. That's another term of so beholden to one ideology, you know, one way of eating that you can't deviate.
Right. I think that's so important. You know, everyone wants to give their advice about diet, or a lot of people do. So, you know, so there's people, and you feel bad, like, you shouldn't be eating gluten, or, you know, or don't eat dairy, it's terrible, or don't eat eggs. But it really is bioindividuality that is so important. What works for you? Just because something worked for somebody and they go write a book about it doesn't mean it's going to work for everybody.
Absolutely.
That's true. I know Dr. Terry Walls out in Iowa is doing some really great work with her
she was nearly
patients.
Dead.
I know.
From
secondary progression, MS, and then she hasn't had a symptom for 15 years.
What is she doing? I mean, diet-wise.
Well, what she did, and this is just the one diet that she did for herself with late-stage secondary progressive MS, which isn't the kind generally that goes into remission.
Right. It's bad news.
She was like, you know, two canes to visit her patients and, you know, wheelchair and all that. And she's an outdoor girl, so, you know, she was just miserable in that respect. And she, through the Cleveland Clinic, somebody had mentioned all these supplements. So she started taking all these handfuls of supplements, and it slowed the progression, didn't stop it, but just slowed it. And so being a scientist, she said, okay, I'm going to the original matrix where these supplements came from, i.e. the food. And she does 3 cups of kale, three cups of cruciferous, you know, the sweet potatoes,
broccoli
and asparagus and all that.
Brussels sprouts,
absolutely, red cabbage. And then three cups of the colored fruits and vegetables, i.e. berries and, you know, carrots and red and yellow peppers and all that. And then 4 ounces of grass-fed beef. So she called that the paleo diet. So many people, as you know, they say paleo, meat, meat, meat. Wrong, you know, because our ancestors didn't get a lot of meat because they had to shoot it and catch it, you know, with a bow or a spear or something, or hit it with a rock. Yeah. And so they didn't get a lot of meat, but they did follow the herds.
Yep.
And then obviously they picked whatever was there and seasonal and all that. And so they were quite healthy, but that's what she did. And the symptoms just vanished. And she was able to ride her bike and go horseback riding and all that.
Was she eliminating lots of other things as well? Like, do you happen to know about it? I'd be curious.
She eliminated grains, legumes, and dairy.
Yeah.
And
you know, it was fascinating, too, with hers. She, through traditional medicine, nothing was making any headway with her. And she ended up having to, again, being a doctor and being a scientist, she biohacked herself. It's like, okay, let's go back to the matrix. Let's figure out what's going on here. And she, she just self-analyzed and tried different things. And again, I remember seeing pictures of her in like this specialized wheelchair that was almost like a reclining wheelchair. She was almost to the point where she couldn't even walk.
Right.
She was almost gone out of here.
Wow. Yeah.
Almost hard to believe. I mean,
I know.
Because it's a small adjustment, really. I mean, it's major for you if you're doing it, but.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
So, yeah, the elimination diet, you know, whether it's for Terry or for us, again, is creating a baseline, removing all the processed foods, getting back to just basically the way our grandparents ate,
basically,
which was
right.
whole foods.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
whole foods.
Fruits and vegetables, you know, a little bit of meat. Again, the dairy back then was primarily butter, although I don't consider butter dairy necessarily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, I don't either.
Yeah, it is.
So it's also elimination would be you take all that out and then you slowly add back what might be an irritant.
Right. And see how is this one affecting my body?
Yeah. Like one at a time. And then you have a better picture.
And we can get into that on the next segment. We do have to take a little break here, but we will definitely be back. And we're back. This is MC Blair. I'm with my co-host Ellen Daniels. Hopefully you heard her 10 to 11 program apropos of something that was quite good about stress, actually.
Yes,
big on that.
And the Black Panther.
Awesome. Yeah, and the Black Panther, right.
So we're speaking with Jim Helms right now. He's a health coach, a caterer, a mountain biker, so much. Tell us about, I know you have an endeavor coming up called the Ollie Course. Tell us all about that.
Yeah. When I moved back here in August of 2015 to care for my dad and seeing him struggle with his Parkinson's and his heart disease, I was looking to see, you know, ways I could help him. And I had come across these Ollie courses being offered through UVA. Ollie stands for the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. And it's continuing ed for seniors. And they had quite a few courses that help seniors keep from falling as much or off, minimizing the effects of dementia or totally doing away with it in Alzheimer's. And so I ended up taking some courses as a means of seeing how I could better help my dad. And anyway, I'm like, well, hey, I think I have something to offer as well. So I put in a proposal to become an instructor for him. And they said, great, we'd love to have you. So starting in May, I'm going to be doing hour and a half course every Tuesday for 5 weeks out at the senior center. They have me out at the senior center, although Ollie meets all over the county at different places. And I'm going to be sharing about ancestral health and how it could potentially help seniors with inflammation and different things like that.
That sounds great. So how can people get in on that?
They would just have to go just look up Ollie online, OLLI, and I think it's .edu.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
So do you know some of those things you mentioned, we have an aging population. What are the remedies to either balance or dementia? You mentioned some of, a couple of those big topics.
Well, again, exercise. Again, that's really a big factor. In Primal Health Coach movements, very important. And actually, primary movement would be walking. You know, and a lot of seniors have a tendency to get sedentary. You know, they don't get out as much and move around. Now, some of the other premises are doing body weight exercises, which are great. But again, you know, by individuality, you got to figure out, you know, if you can't do a regular push-up, you do a modified push-up.
Right.
You know, you just, again, you've got to figure out what works for you. And again, sprinting is a big deal, not running distance, but sprinting. Obviously, somebody that's 80 years old, they're not going to be able to do that, but maybe getting on a rowing machine or getting on an elliptical machine and going as hard as you can for 10 seconds and doing six of those or something. But again, you know, epigenetics, we can affect the gene expression through exercise and through eating. So getting the seniors onto that. And again, eliminating, as far as inflammation goes, you know, which again, Parkinson's or Alzheimer's, really it's inflammation. Okay, what's causing the inflammation? And typically it's food, it could be stress, you know, our cortisol levels are off the charts, we're not sleeping. You know, again, hacking, finding ways to sleep through the night, you know, are important. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be addressing those things with the seniors.
Well, that's really good. What about, I got this thing, phytonutrients. I ran into that when I was looking at the website of the Integrative Nutrition School, and they mentioned phytonutrients. So is that, and a lot of times you hear like phytic acid in bread and wheat and all that, but what are phytonutrients?
Well, the very thing you talked about with Dr. Terry Walls, you know, and the fruits and vegetables having all those nice, pretty colors are actually there's a reason behind that, and each one of those fruits or vegetables have a nutrient profile or phytonutrients that give them that color that we need, and so having a nice rainbow. You know, a nice selection of these different colors, we're going to get this phytonutrients that our body needs.
Antioxidants, then, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Like you mentioned, the cruciferous, that does a certain range of things. And then, you know,
the berries.
The berries do something else. And I've been doing a little reading on this, and I think that there are things that have yet to be discovered, this is my own personal opinion, about what's in these foods that we don't even know that are helping our bodies.
I'm totally with you on that. I mean, they're still, you know, discovering, what do they say, the ocean is the least known part of the world, you know. So then you see scientists will go into the Amazon or some remote place on Earth and find these very things that you're talking about, you know, this does this or this, you know, this bug can, you know, what is it there? The monkeys take the centipede or, yeah, but it's giant. Mm-hmm. And the monkeys will actually break it and rub it over them, and it keeps bugs and you know, it's like a
natural
like a
repellent.
Repellent, right? And plus it gets them euphoric, you know. Huh, and then
really?
And then yeah, and then they throw the centipede down and it grows a new head. You know,
science fiction.
Yeah, I know.
There's a plant like that I know protects poison ivy. I can't recall the name of that, but it's like has silver in the name or something, and you it only protects if you put it on before you are exposed to the poison ivy, not after. Mm-hmm. But I learned that at Edible Landscaping. I did
tour.
I know you had them on the program.
Yeah, we were going to, and then unfortunately, I came down with something.
Yeah, but they do
telling people to stay healthy.
Right.
They do a great tour of herbs and wild plants and how that can protect.
Yeah,
and all this food there. It's obviously there. It's all plant life.
Oh, I know. It's crazy. So, and the other thing that I've seen is fulvic acid. Are you familiar with fulvic?
Yeah, we had talked about that a little bit before, but they're finding that introducing that into our diets Again, you can get it at Rebecca's, you know, or Whole Foods.
Right.
You see it, but it has an ability for our cells to open up and receive the different nutrients in a more profound way. Again, it's something you're starting to see. They're adding them into vitamins and supplements now, and you can get it just straight up.
Right, that's
you know,
how I
and,
do
and
it.
Drink it.
So many drops in water.
Yeah,
I have not heard of that. Is it a byproduct of a food or what is it?
It's more of the micronutrients that are in the soil
that have decomposed from plant matter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it's all the nitrogen. And I mean, I can't go into it, but it's a long list of these.
Yeah, it works on a microscopic level.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
And you know, gives the cells the signals to like open up and receive.
And and what's funny is that when you put it in water. Some people say it's bitter, but I don't call it bitter. I call it like drinking out of the nice stream that used to run by our house where we used to live. Of course, now that's probably polluted, but at the time,
right.
There was no runoff going into this stream that
yeah, you didn't have to worry about Giardia or
yeah, and it just had that earthy, mineralistic. Yeah, almost like peat. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So it tastes like that. But it's fine, you know.
I love me some soil every once in a while.
That's right. Yeah. Well, we talk about squirmy soil here on To Your Health, where the microbial action is so intense that the field won't freeze, mm-hmm. Which is kind of cool. You know?
Yeah, very.
And I know we have people, you know, I don't want to get off topic here, but they have that to where their fields don't freeze and they don't need watering and they don't need fertilizing. It's just...
It sounds like you've been out to Polyface Farms.
Exactly, and that wicks the groundwater, so the whole field is a well, you know, if you will.
Yeah.
It's really neat, really cool. I wanted to ask you, we are listening to Your Health right here at 94.7 WPVC. I'm with co-host Ellen Daniels. This is MC Blair, and we're talking to Jim Nelms, a certified health coach through the Institute of Integrative Nutrition. And I wanted to ask you, we how do we get these good foods to the public? And we have a local food hub, and they deal with institutions, the restaurants and schools and all that. But we don't have a food hub for consumers. Is that something that... Do you see that happening at all?
Well, you know, they've started the farmer's market across the street here at Stonefield. And, you know, they have the one downtown on 5th Street.
City Market.
Yeah, and then out at Mead Park. You know, it's starting to finally happen to where you can go out and shop it. And a lot of the farmers that are bringing their produce and their goods are doing it organically or doing, you know, if it's the meats, you know, it's grass-fed, grass-finished. Because there's a difference between grass-fed and grass-finished.
Yes.
You know, lots of times with beef, to finish them out, they'll get them to eat some grains. And, you know, a cow's digestive system wasn't designed to eat grains. And that's why they've got to give them the antibiotics and the hormones to finish them, get them to the finish line. You know, and then we, in turn, eat that stuff and... Well, that's why we have a lot of the problems we have.
I just saw an article about the antibiotics, feeding the chickens and our meats the antibiotics.
Oh, yeah.
And that passes right through to us.
Right.
And then when you need it, you know, it mutates and it may not be so effective.
Yeah, and it's not great for women's health, you know, when you think about hormone levels and things like that.
Right.
Throwing things off or anyone's health. Really, but that's why if I do eat cheese personally, I look for either grass-fed and organic, and the animal is not fed hormones. Same
right.
With meat. I'm sure you've talked about that quite a bit.
We have, and it's important. You know, the consumer awareness. Obviously, if you have an educated consumer, they'll be more healthy, and then hopefully through some example, you were mentioning this, you tell somebody about eating and stuff, and you get this big resistance, and then you come across as some self-righteous person,
right,
you know,
right.
And you don't want to do that, you know.
Right.
But
yeah.
if, hopefully, you know, someone says, gosh, you know, you're just so healthy. What are you doing? Now you've got a platform.
Yep.
And, you know, and
start, when they start asking.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, that is true. It's like politics. You know, sometimes the people closest to you have that in, and it's not so easy to convince. But I think education is important.
Oh, it's very.
Which is very important. I love that you're doing the show on food.
Oh, well, thank you, Ellen. I appreciate it. You know, and I did want to give you a compliment on that show this morning, and all your shows really are really informative.
Apropos of something?
It was apropos of something.
Oh,
it's
thanks.
A great name too. You know, that mm-hmm. way you're never wrong. You know,
right? And if anyone's out there, throw a little money our way at 947wpvc.org. So that all of our shows can get out and help other people.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there you go.
Absolutely.
Shameless plugging.
Yes.
Got to do it.
We're all about that here at WPVC Unto Your Health. And so, let's see. We talked about the elimination diet a little bit. I'm still in the dark. I mean, you say you eliminated grains and dairies for 45 days or
it started out 21 days and things
21,
were going
right.
so well that I continued on. I ended up doing it for 3 months and ended up losing. I lost 15 pounds that first month, 10 pounds the second month, and 5 that third month, and it was effortless, you know, and it was eating great foods. But really, the one way to look at it to kind of wrap your brain around it is. Eliminate stuff that comes in a wrapper or a box you know, get back to working the produce aisle, you know, go back to the butcher, you know, and pick your meats out of there or something that, you know, has been just recently processed. But we, you know, Albemarle County and the surrounding counties, we have so many great farms around here that are you know, putting out a great product, whether it's a vegetable or a fruit or a protein, an animal product, that, golly, you know, we've really got it made here compared to a lot of communities, I think.
I agree. And if you are out there and you have questions as to, you know, well, you mentioned a butcher. Well, where the JM Stock Provisions on Main Street is, they only use grass-fed beef. Grass-finished beef as well, and pastured pork and poultry. They only use
Timber Creek on Preston.
Timber Creek on Preston the same way.
Yeah,
and so there are places that you can go now. The city markets, either the city market downtown, the one in what's the place out there by Target? What's that area called? I forgot. Well, there's
Hollymead or no Forest Lakes.
Forest Lakes has a market, and then also the also the Ix Park has a winter market running now through March 24th, and that's a wonderful place because. A lot of the same vendors that go to City Market and Mead Park are at the Ix Park. So,
yeah.
And the other good thing is that if you're less fortunate and you're on SNAP, you get double points on SNAP. So if you have, you know, $30 of SNAP money, then you can buy $60 worth of food at one of these markets. That's through the Parks and Recreation.
No lottery tickets?
Yeah, no lottery tickets.
Oh, okay.
But the point is that now you can afford real food.
That's great.
And the other piece, you know, say a lot of folks that are working a couple of jobs, you know, to make ends meet and whatnot, got kids and everything, and they say, gosh, I just don't have time. I got to stop by so-and-so pizza joint or so-and-so burger joint on the way home for dinner. Well, if you are in that boat and you're listening, you can take a day, maybe a Sunday. A lot of times people have their Sundays off. Get your kids involved in helping prepare the food.
Yeah. And show them, oh, this came to so-and-so farm. This came from so-and-so farm. Maybe take them to the farm or the farmer's market with you and introduce them. Oh, that's Joe's meat. Yeah, and this is how we're going to prepare it. And if you'll cut this and this, or if they're too young to cut, they can help gather some things together. But the point is that that's family time, which is
important.
Important for stress reduction, important for health and
community
all that.
Building.
And community building, which is gigantic. Yeah. And then you can make things ahead so that when you are on this time crunch during the week, you can pop something in. I hate to say the microwave, but
I know.
But you can, you've got something already prepared. You can pull it out of the freezer in the morning, and then it's ready to go.
Could I just say something more about the elimination
diet?
Please
do.
A little bit. Okay, so when you were talking about that, Jim, I was remembering. So you said that you lost a lot of weight, which is amazing, and I think women know that men tend to lose weight a little bit more easy. So you may not lose weight on it, but the point is that, or you may, which is great if you have extra weight to lose, but you will learn what's irritating your system.
Absolutely.
And then also, you may, it may not sound appealing, like you're going to give up sugar, let's say, which is a big one. But what happens is, if you just give it a little bit of time, you start to want what you're eating already. Mm-hmm. So we want to eat sugar because we're into it. Our body just wants what we're already eating. And that, I don't know about you, but I've found that like once you just start to peel that stuff away, you actually start to crave different things.
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe hard to
Can
believe.
We get more into that? That sounds like we could get more into that right after the break. It'd be great. But
sure.
You're listening to Your Health right here at 94.7 WPVC, the voice of resistance right here in Charlottesville. We are talking with Jim Nelms, and my co-host is Ellen Daniels, and we will be back shortly. We are back listening to Your Health right here at 94.7 WPVC. I'm MC Blair, my co-host Ellen Daniels, and we are talking with Jim Nelms. He is a certified health coach. It's very important, very important.
Me too.
And Ellen.
And
but
Ellen.
Jim's
too.
Our guest.
You
Sorry.
Are too. Yeah, that's right. Okay, well,
both
good.
INN grads.
But you're actually doing it right now. I am not.
Well, next month.
Yes.
Soon. Officially.
Officially
It'll
next
go by
month.
Like that.
Did we give a website? Have you got one of those yet?
Actually, that's one of the reasons it's not going to be till next month. I'm actually working with Live Edit out of Minnesota, which works with INN.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and so they're helping me get the website set up. But it's going to be New Leaf Holistic Health.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's a play on words. A holistic's actually with a W, not just an H, because I'm looking at the whole person, body, soul, spirit.
That's great. And if anyone wants to get in touch with Jim, they can just contact the station. And
yeah,
we'll
I'll leave
touch.
A card here.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I understand we have a caller. Is that correct?
Yeah. Nancy, are you there?
I don't
yes.
know.
Yes, I hear you.
You are there.
Yay!
Am I there?
Yeah, speak loud.
Is this the Zen and Food Health program?
Sure.
Am I there?
It's to your health, to your health. Go ahead. Do you have a question
yes,
or a comment?
Yes, have you eliminated Zen from your diet? That is my question. No, it is not. Please. I
never.
Don't. No,
this reminds me of MSNBC.
Actually, like, with all the things you're taking out of your diet, have you created new things to satisfy some, you know, cravings that you can't satisfy? You know, have you come up with new things?
Well, I had mentioned before, one of the things that happens is you really start to want really healthy food and you start experimenting on your own, or you just love, like you've never realized how much you loved Brussels sprouts or, you know, or spinach. So that's one thing. But there are ways, like if a lot of people feel like they need a crunch, you know, and they're missing potato chips that they used to eat or whatever. So there's other, you know, there's things you can think about that satisfy that are crunchy. You know, you can make kale chips. There's a lot of places, resources to find all these health coaches out there, but Jim has the answers, I'm sure. Recipes
yes.
to satisfy crunch.
Right.
I think it really depends on what it is that you're craving. Sugar, you could, a lot of people.
Well, that's what I was wondering, if there's something that vanished
dark
from
chocolate.
The diet, Jim, that you've now figured a workaround or something.
Sweet potato, a lot of people. And honey can be really good because honey is super sweet, but it's if you get like a good quality honey that's unpasteurized. Yeah.
Ellen and I were talking on the break, trying to remember the term that integrative nutrition used, and it was crowding out. As you eliminate these inflammatory foods or these foods that aren't, you know, agreeing with us, again, it's going to take some trial and error in figuring out, okay, what works for you. But again, staying within the parameters of, okay, what are some healthy choices versus unhealthy choices? And again, finding that sweet spot for yourself. Again, what might be a sweet spot for me may not be for Ellen, but it's again, finding, okay, it's not causing IBS, you know, irritable bowel issues. It's I'm not breaking out in hives. I'm not getting headaches. Because, you know, some people it'll present pretty significantly that way. And others, it's a lot more subtle. So you've just got to, you know, play with it a little bit and see what works.
Yeah, so the crowding out means you really didn't intend to, but once you start eating a lot of really healthy foods, the other stuff drops away.
Well, that makes sense. Well, you guys have a lot of farmers markets up there in the city, don't you?
Yeah.
I thought so.
Yeah. You need something?
Right. Well, I just threw my.
I have one like 2 blocks away.
I know. That's what
is
I'm
this
saying.
New York City?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, that's the city. I'm sorry. To me, the city is New
right.
York. But I guess if you're West Coast, it would be San Francisco. But anyway, somewhat similar, quite frankly. I've been reading a lot about, you know, the. All the farms in upstate New York and all around, actually, that will flood the city with real food and year round, which is really cool. Are you familiar, Nancy? Are you familiar with the? They're these like semi trailers, and they grow all year round, and they're
you
sort
mean
of
the big gay food truck.
The big gay food truck. No, these are actual. They're like containers.
With
grow lights and everything.
Hydroponics, the whole nine yards.
Exactly.
Okay.
And I was reading a lot of that's going on in New York, so I didn't know if you were personally familiar with those, Nancy.
I am not personally familiar. I'm more familiar with the first part, which
I
guess I already confessed to, that there's, you know, the farmer's market. All those trucks from upstate do come down, but that's not what you're describing, that second part. I mean, they come down for 3 times a week and stay all day and bring all their stuff. But that would be not unlike the city market stuff, right? I mean, farmers come from all over. And
Have you noticed a trend in New York about with healthy stuff that's happening there?
Me?
Yeah. Sorry.
I know it's, you know, they live and die it the way you've been describing it for the past hour, that it's very obsessive, how it's washed, how it's prepared, where it grew, the kind of soil. I mean, I wouldn't want to even report on it. I'm doing it a disservice already by being so general, but definitely the passion is up here, even if it is a urban center for sure. You know, it spreads to the restaurants. You see it at the bottom of the menus, you know, the little asterisks about how.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting to get your point of view because we're more foodies. And you're. No, I don't know.
I don't know where you are.
Be nice, Ellen.
You're not. Sorry.
Classifying
my. Just like your point of view. Like listening to all this talk about, like, oh, you know, because it probably. I don't know how it sounds, but do you have any other questions, Nance?
I was actually wondering, Jim, if anyone, and I might have missed this, but is the elimination diet not for some? Is it always a good thing to try if you're having troubles?
I think so. It's how you create a baseline, and then you go from there. Like Ellen was talking about earlier, then reintroducing one food at a time, you know, and seeing how that goes for a few days. And if you're not really, again, your stomach's not bothering you, you're not breaking out in hives, you're not constantly running to the bathroom, maybe that food works for you. Rob Wolf has a book called Wired to Eat, and I mean, he really gets into it, actually eating food, certain foods like lentils, and then getting blood work done. You know, seeing how it affects your blood glucose, you know, that's going to turn a lot of people off because, you know, it's just very labor intensive and it, you know, and it's not cheap, you know, to do these analyses. But, you know, he's found, again, being a very good biohacker, what works for him and what doesn't. So his book, Wired to Eat, is an excellent resource.
You said Rob Wolf?
Rob Wolf, mm-hmm. Yeah, from Paleo Transformation. He's one of the big guys. And he was a vegan for years and just sick all the time.
Was he also the raw food guy, or is that a different
Wolf? No, that's, is that Wolf? That's
someone else.
David Wolf.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Avocado. Oh. He's the avocado guy.
Oh, right.
You know,
right,
which
right, right.
Avocados are awesome.
They are awesome. They are awesome.
I have no idea what avocado is, but I know that he said he didn't eat any kind of cooked food, but I think he went off that. I don't recommend being that extreme about things. I think sometimes, like Ayurveda, the Ayurvedic philosophy is to eat with the seasons, eat what's in season, and also
locally.
That might mean temperature as well. So if it's the summer, you might want to eat hot peppers. That's fine, but not necessarily overdoing it on the really hot foods.
Well, exactly, mm-hmm. And as far as the raw goes, the raw vegetables, we do not have an enzyme that breaks down cellulose, and the enzyme is called cellulase, and we don't have that. So if you're eating it raw, it's not going to get digested properly. You're not going to get the full value. That's why a light steaming first will break down the cell walls exactly,
yeah.
And make it more digestible, thus giving us more of the goodness of whatever we're eating.
I mean, we can get all the fiber we ever need from vegetables.
Absolutely.
And fruit. We don't need to breads or grains to do that. You know, plus you get that glycemic load, you know, and then your pancreas has got to secrete all the insulin to deal with that, and it starts that whole cycle. So, you know, people are thinking, well, I've got to get my fiber from breads or grains, and it's like, no, not necessarily.
Right.
Right.
And back to the
pills for anything. Do you ever buy nutrition supplements, I guess?
I do vitamin D, and I do fish oil. And I make my own kombucha, you know, so I don't do the probiotic. I make my own. Somebody gave me a SCOBY, a symbiotic colony of bacteria and yeast, and I brew it. I let it incubate for a couple weeks and then start a new batch. It makes looks almost like a pancake, you know, by the time
SCOBY,
it's...
Yeah.
The SCOBY, right? Yep. Yeah. And I'll take the critter out, and then I'll put it in the next batch and let it incubate for 2 weeks. And so... I'll have half a glass of the kombucha with a tablespoon of resistant starch, like potato starch.
Mm.
I get Bob's Red Mill, you know, raw or unrefined potato starch or yuca or the, you know, tapioca starch. Mm. You know, it's cassava root, you know, and because the probiotics need to be able to feed off something in your large intestine. So... Again, we've got, they say our intestine is, our large intestine is like our second brain.
Right.
Right.
And very important to keep that happy.
The gut-brain connection. And what you were talking about with the kombucha is fermented foods and how every tradition in the world has fermented foods and they've kind of come out of our diet.
Yeah.
I do. I'm glad you asked, Nancy. Let me ask.
To take pills? I'm just wondering. I'm just curious because it sounds like everything comes from... You take great pains to get it from the earth. So, how come it is okay sometimes to like the fish oil and the vitamin D?
Wait, you're saying why is it okay to do it, or why not just eat fish?
Yeah, to take it as a pill. I mean, isn't there something that you could eat?
Yeah, you can eat. You can eat wild salmon. You can eat sardines. I actually prefer doing that, but I think there's certain research out there saying I don't know, actually know exactly what that is. Do you?
Well, just making sure it's sourced, you know, properly, because not all supplements are created equal.
Mm.
So,
sure.
Yeah, again, that your fish oils are sourced from wild caught, you know, salmon or
right.
anchovies or yeah. 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 'Cause that's a challenge. You know, you go into a big box store, I mean, I love Costco because they do a lot of organic stuff,
they
but you got to look at where the fish is sourced from.
I actually have an anecdote about that, that one of my physicians said that someone was coming to them with all kinds of symptoms, and then eventually after months and months, they realized she started to really look at what this person was eating, ingesting, and it was a brand like that. I don't know if it was Costco, but a brand like that vitamin, and once the person stopped taking the vitamin, the symptoms disappeared. Mm-hmm. So some of the stuff's coming from, you know, who knows where.
Right.
Well, that's
I prefer,
truth.
Though, Nancy, in answer to your question, the whole foods, to eat foods, you know.
What about whole foods?
Like to eat the food instead of the
right.
supplement, but I do take a vitamin D also.
Right.
Yeah.
And
right.
adaptogens. Mm-hmm. That could be a whole other show.
Right, that's true.
Bulletproof. That's
Bulletproof.
Talk with Dave.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, exactly. Well, gosh, this has been great, and I think we have just enough time. I've got a little thing that I usually call my two-minute drill, and I would like to say that to kind of finish this up, and it kind of goes into what we were talking about, diets and whatnot. But, you know, I've always said if you believe in God or any intelligent design model, then it stands to reason that you must also believe that the diets of our earliest humans, the hunter-gatherers, and the times before we committed agriculture and long-distance communication devices, those were also intended. They varied, but were always locally sourced because they didn't have anywhere else to go, and seasonal because that's all that was available.
Yep.
And these are diets from pure animal diet, 10 months of the year, all the way to insects, lizards, amphibians, and hundreds of plants all year, depending on where you live. The ones in the northern climes, 10 months a year, and they still do. It's a stall animal, you know, yeah. And yet they're healthy. And then you go to the people, say, in the more temperate climates, and they got plants and the little insects and whatnot all year. Each diet was radically different depending on our ancestors' location, and all were correct for those particular people. The reason we're so sick today, in my opinion, is that as a whole, we've discarded the intended diets that were originally designed for us mm-hmm. and optimum health, depending on where we lived. And this is the reason why we here at To Your Health are so committed to community-based food system as a viable way to reduce obesity, type 2 diabetes, and general health care costs. I mean, we eliminate those two alone or decrease those two alone, and health care costs are going to go down, which aids the community.
Yep.
It also will achieve or help us achieve a more cooperative and culturally interconnected local society. Very important. We here will also be proactive by working with the many established programs, administrators, and city government officials to further this important agenda.
Mm-hmm.
That's through the Food Justice Network, actually. 16 organizations in that network.
Awesome.
But you as listeners can help by volunteering, contributing, and purchasing as much local, sustainably, regeneratively grown food as possible. Your bodies and your children's improved health will thank you in many, many ways. Now, I'd like to thank Jim Nelms and Ellen Daniels co-hosting today. Just really great. Thank you,
yeah,
Ellen, and thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
And
thanks, Nancy.
My pleasure.
And thank you, Nancy, from New York.
Well, you're welcome.
The city.
The city, right, exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Every food you could ever. We should have a show about New York City foods.
We should.
And let's go.
Just want to say,
you're still going to need someone else on the line.
We won't let Mike speak. He's trying to speak.
No. I'm just going to say that I was going to sign off saying I'm MC Blair, and remember that eating real food, mostly from our local providers, is key to your health. So thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
94.7.
You've been listening to To Your Health with your host, MC Blair. To Your Health is brought to you by Hamilton's at First and Main, celebrating 20 years of sustainable fine dining on the downtown mall. Be listening again next Saturday at 11 for To Your Health. The show is produced by Ben Chambers, production assistance from Mike Friend.